Now we're expecting an austerity budget. So where else would you go to discuss austerity Britain? The Cheltenham races, of course. Matthew Price is making the sacrifice. He's there with that and the rest of the business news.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Nick. Absolutely. Down on its luck, Cheltenham. As the sun rises here, they're bringing in more lobster and salmon. Another 5,000 bottles of champagne are on ice for today's consumption. £100 million is generated for the Gloucestershire economy, the Jockey Club says, because of this four-day event. It is a good place to take the pulse of the business world. It's packed with leaders, many of whom helicopter in. But there is little to remind you here of that stock market wobble that happened earlier this year over concerns about China, about commodities, about US rate rises. People don't seem unduly concerned about that. One man who is seemingly concerned about it, of course, is George Osborne. He has insisted that what he's going to announce today will be to a large extent designed with that wobble in mind.
My message in this budget is that the world is a more uncertain place than at any time since the financial crisis, and we need to act now so we don't pay later. That's why I need to find additional savings equivalent to 50p in every £100 the government spends by the end of the decade.
Is this, however, a more uncertain world, or is that just an excuse so the Chancellor can follow his ideological, his political course? We'll take a look at that in a moment. First, though, let's give you an impression of what happens here.
And they're off. Yeah!
That was the sound of the first race setting off at this year's Cheltenham Festival, cheered on by 60,000 spectators leaning out of the corporate boxes packed into the grandstands. It's a sight that energises the chairman of the Jockey Club, Simon Bazalgette, who says what happens here in the hospitality tents can tell you a lot about business confidence.
2008 was a peak for us in hospitality. 2009 it dropped considerably, although attendances stayed relatively strong. And they stayed very low for two or three years, but really since 2011, 2012 they've been growing strongly. And over the last 5 years our level of hospitality sales at Cheltenham has doubled.
And this year?
It'll be a record level and it'll be a record crowd.
So despite the Chancellor talking about more austerity Britain, well, I mean, looking around here you don't see it, do you?
No, I mean, I think low interest rates and economic growth contributed to people's optimism. I think everybody's nervous about the future, maybe, but I think they're confident enough and they have enough cash and are generating enough profits that they can justify these kind of events.
Segment 1.
Now we're expecting an austerity budget. So where else would you go to discuss austerity Britain? The Cheltenham races, of course. Matthew Price is making the sacrifice. He's there with that and the rest of the business news.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Nick. Absolutely. Down on its luck, Cheltenham. As the sun rises here, they're bringing in more lobster and salmon. Another 5,000 bottles of champagne are on ice for today's consumption. £100 million is generated for the Gloucestershire economy, the Jockey Club says, because of this four-day event. It is a good place to take the pulse of the business world. It's packed with leaders, many of whom helicopter in.
Segment 2.
But there is little to remind you here of that stock market wobble that happened earlier this year over concerns about China, about commodities, about US rate rises. People don't seem unduly concerned about that. One man who is seemingly concerned about it, of course, is George Osborne. He has insisted that what he's going to announce today will be to a large extent designed with that wobble in mind.
My message in this budget is that the world is a more uncertain place than at any time since the financial crisis, and we need to act now so we don't pay later. That's why I need to find additional savings equivalent to 50p in every £100 the government spends by the end of the decade.
Segment 3.
Is this, however, a more uncertain world, or is that just an excuse so the Chancellor can follow his ideological, his political course? We'll take a look at that in a moment. First, though, let's give you an impression of what happens here.
And they're off. Yeah!
That was the sound of the first race setting off at this year's Cheltenham Festival, cheered on by 60,000 spectators leaning out of the corporate boxes packed into the grandstands. It's a sight that energises the chairman of the Jockey Club, Simon Bazalgette, who says what happens here in the hospitality tents can tell you a lot about business confidence.
Segment 4.
2008 was a peak for us in hospitality. 2009 it dropped considerably, although attendances stayed relatively strong. And they stayed very low for 2 or 3 years, but really since 2011, 2012 they've been growing strongly. And over the last 5 years our level of hospitality sales at Cheltenham has doubled.
And this year?
It'll be a record level and it'll be a record crowd.
So despite the Chancellor talking about more austerity Britain, well, I mean, looking around here you don't see it, do you?
No, I mean, I think low interest rates and economic growth contributed to people's optimism. I think everybody's nervous about the future maybe, but I think they're confident enough and they have enough cash and are generating enough profits that they can justify these kind of events.